Yeah, Catherine, we had an online meeting on Tuesday evening of volunteers from some of the local sporting clubs, Robert Emmett's, Castlefont Celtic, and representatives from St Vincent de Paul and social services in the town. And thankfully, we had a very generous offer from McGlynn's restaurant here in the town to assist us in helping to cook and deliver meals for elderly and vulnerable people in the community at this time, because obviously there are many people within the community who can't get out, who are cocooning, who are self-isolating, etc. And these people are struggling to get in essential supplies. And I suppose taking inspiration from some of the other chef aid groups and COVID action groups that have sprung up around the northwest over the last couple of weeks, we decided that this was a service that Castlefont could certainly benefit from. And thankfully now we've got the project over the line, and we're hopefully going to start delivering meals on Monday afternoon.
But you can't really do it alone. You know, I'm sure the group does rely heavily on people donating and stuff, and I understand that you do have a system in place for people who want to donate can do so.
Yeah, we launched a GoFundMe appeal just on Tuesday night as well, and we had a phenomenal response to that. We raised over €3,000 in less than 24 hours, thanks to, you know, the generosity of people in the local area and indeed the sporting clubs as well, and we're so grateful for all the funding that has been raised so far, and indeed the offers of help that have come in from volunteers right across the area. We have a huge amount of offers of assistance that have come in so far, but I suppose the important thing and the important message that we want to get out there today as well is that aside from the funding that we're asking people to contribute, we're also asking people to get the information out there for any elderly, vulnerable people or people who just feel that they aren't able to get out and get essential supplies, that we're asking them to call a dedicated confidential telephone line, and that number is 085-2800-171, and they can speak to someone in confidentiality there and ask for some assistance, and hopefully we'll be able to get to them from Monday on.